we had till now 2 days to explain that what it says in the Mishnah, Vulaisaitse Bekovul. Tabyane was Mesupik. Kovul means Kavlo di Avda. Or if Kovul means Kipe Shel Tzema, and Ravabo said Kovul means Kipe Shel Tzema, and the reason to ask the Kipe Shel Tzema is als the gzeir of all tachshitim, that she might go and schlep it out from underneath the sifche and show it to her chabotas. Ushmul oma kavlo di avdo. Shmuel says that kavul is kavlo di avdo, that is a chosem that the eved wears, and we'll see in the sugya why it is also to go out for Rishus HaRabim Shabbos with Kavlo Diabda. So the Gemara asks, Umi Omar Shmuel Hochi, does Shmuel really hold that Kavlo Diabda is also? V'ho Omar Shmuel Yoytzei Ha'eved B'choysom Shebet Zavore. Shmuel said that an eved is permitted to go out b'chaysom shibit tzavori, the chaysom that is attached to his tzavo, avoloi b'chaysom shibit susoi. And we'll see that Pashtus, the Mishnah holds that chaysom shibit tzavori is also osa. So there's a stir in Shmuel. So the Gemara answers, loi kashe. Ha the oved le'rabe. That what Shmuel said. Chosem shepet zavorei is mutter. That is speaking about that this chosem was made through the odin. So memela, since it's made, the odin made this chosem, the odin made this seal to prove the avdus, then he's permitted to go out. The lomdus we'll see soon. The Ovid Iul Nafshe. But that what the Mishnah says, that a choysim, nuvutzi matulo a choysim shebet savori is also Lord says, that is speaking about a choysim, the Ovid Iul Nafshe. The Odin did not give him this choysim. He made it on his own accord. And this choysim was made that he's an Evid of this and this Odin. So, in such a case, it is also for the Eved to go out Rishus HaRab. Let us see Rashi. Ushmul Omar Kavul de Masnisin Kavla de Avde. That what it says, Loisei Tzibi Kavul means Kavla de Avde. Upoli Gad Ravabo. Ravabo holds that Davke Kipe Shel Tzemer is Osa. Kavla de Avde is Muta. So the Gemara asked, "Umi Omar Shmuel Hochi, that Kavla di Avde is also, but Omar Shmuel Yitzevet B'chaisim Shebet Zavori. Who Kavla di Avde? That is Kavla di Avde. V'hoyu Oisin Oisai Mishel Tit. And the normal Chaisim was made out of Tit. So the Gemara answers as follows. The Ovid Lei Rabbi, if the Odin made the chosem for him, Islay Amosa, so then he is a Amer from the Odin, V'loy shokil lei mitzavorei lei lichay biyodei. He won't take it off. So now we see things are getting a little clearer. If the Odin made the chosem, so Memele, and he's scared that the Odin should ever find out that he took off the chosem, that's a meride in the adness of his Odin. So memele, if there's a chosem shel tit al tzavoroi, there's nothing to be afraid of. He'll never take it off on his own accord and carry it, because he's scared of the Odin. The Odin might find out. That's a meride in the adness of the Odin. But if he Ovid Ihu Lenafshe, the Mishnah is speaking about that he made this chosem. The Odin did not make this chosem. He made it, and then this chosem is made that he is the Eved of this and this Odin. So since he made it himself, sometimes he feels free to take it off. The other never made it for him, he made it himself. So sometimes when he's surrounded with people who don't know him, and he feels very uncomfortable that everyone should know he's an Eved, he'll take it off, and he'll carry it. So Memele, so therefore Chazal asked that an Eved should wear a Kavla di Avde, because he might come and take it off. So that is the chilek between the Mishnah and the Memra of Shmuel. The Mishnah is speaking about the Ovid Ihul and Nafshei, so he's olul to take it off, if he feels like taking it off. He's not, there's no amos at the Rabbi Olav to prevent him from taking it off. Asha Enkein, by the member of Shmuel speaking about that the Odin made this chosen for the Evet, so Memele, so then there's no shash, he might go and take it off, because Amos said the Rabbi Olav, so Memele, that's why he's permitted to wear it. Before we go further in the sugya, L'chayra Ayher Ashtikul Ha'ore, Al Kaponim, the whole chilek between Ovid Ihu L'Nafshei, or the Ovid L'Rabbi, is in the Gzeira D'Rabbonon, though I have to be chayish, will he take it off? Won't he take it off? That's the chilek. But I'll kopon him if he's wearing it, and this chaysim is telling us that he belongs to this and this odin, so it seems there's no problem while he's wearing it. It's not considered a masui. It's considered that since he needs this chaysam, or this chaysam is made, that he's the evident of this and this person. So memele, that's there's no shaila of carrying. No shaila is he might go and take it off, and we were geyser. We learned before daf nun dalad amid beis that atal the goylem are not permitted to go out with chutim sheberagleyim. And the Gemara says, "Ve'inatana geilim yaitzim bechutim." And what is the purpose of these chutim? The avdilei simone ki heiched dolei lechalfi. The odain use these chutim as a simon. The lechalfi betana geilim chaverei. You shouldn't get mixed up with the other tana geilim. So these chutim were able, by the Levisha of these chutim, one was able to identify his town, the Goyla. So the Mishnah says that they're not allowed to go out with the chutim sheberagleyim. Why this is also, so when we had learned the sugi, we had mentioned the machlekes Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi learns al-fagzeire, maybe it might fall off and they'll carry it to put it back on again, and we'll chase the chicken. To put it back on again. And the Rambam learns it is a masri. So l'chayre, according to the Rambam, l'chayre, what is the difference between chutim sheberagleihem, which is considered a masri, even though the purpose of the chut is that, Rashi says, b'loy l'chalfu b'tal negoy l'chavirei, you should know that this tal negoy belongs to this owner. And Kavlo di Avdo, which is not considered a masri. What is L'chayre the difference? So L'chayre d'achstach mir, the difference is as follows. He says, a chaysam of an Eved is, that is the Levush of an Eved. That was what he wore to show that he's an Eved. So that's considered, that's the Malbish of an Eved. I found the Zeruah says, Hoyl ve'eved yoytze boy kol ha'shavuot. An eved wore this every day. This showed that he's an eved. Havalei kemalbish. V'loi mitzer olei mishum masri. That means that's part of his uniform. He has to wear this to show that he's an eved. And the Zeruah brings a raya from our Gemara. Ch'sheyisi b'tzolfas. Hayinu meilichim oifanim al abgodim. They used to wear, the Yidden had to wear round circles on the begodim that were tied to the beged. ki chen gozru al kol ha-Yehudim. Vizel kamoi choysam she'osa loy raboi. It's, because that's also a malbish. That is the uniform. That is what a Yid had to wear. Al koponim, even though here we see if it wasn't mechubah lebegodov, it was choysam she'betzavoroi. But al koponim, that is the uniform that an Evet has to wear. That is the uniform that a Yid had to wear in Golas. So lemaise, that's called a malbish. I think these chutim that were tied to the Tanagoylem, it wasn't pshat. That means, let's say, the Tanagoylem went out, so now he wanted to have a simon, he tied, this wasn't a uniform, this wasn't the Dover Kavua that Yankel's Tanagoylem had all the time a chut with polka dots. It was tied on b'shaitai, he shouldn't take someone else's Tanagoylem. Perhaps if Lamai said there would be written, it would be like a door collar with the name of the owner on it, could be that would be different. And the Tanagoyl always went out with this ritzua that there was a tag, the name and address of the owner, could be, then that L'chayre, that shouldn't be different than Chaysim She, that shouldn't be different than Chaysim She Ba'avodim. They wore this keseder to show that they're avodim. So chayra, a name tag would also be sufficient to give it a shame malbish of the Tarnago. But I think these chutim sheberaglei ha-Tarnagoylem was not a dovo kavue. Leshaita, he went and put it on. He shouldn't mix up with a different Tarnagoyle. It didn't prove anything. I think it was only for his own purpose he should recognize his Tarnagoylem. That doesn't make it a malbish of the Tanagoylem. Al koponim, let us get back to our Gemara. B'may ukimte loho de Shmuel. So now we have the memra of Shmuel. Shmuel had said that a eved is yoytzei b'choysem shebetzavoroi, avoloi b'choysem shebeksusoi. So the Gemara asks, "B'may ukimta loho de Shmuel?" That said, that choysim shebetzavori is muta. The Ovid lay rabbi, his rabbi had told him, had ordered him to wear this choysim al tzavori, and therefore, there's nothing to be afraid of. He'll never take it off because emesa the rabbi olo. Like the Gemara, ibazoi b'choysim shebeksusoi amayloi. So choysim shebiksusoi, so why isn't he allowed to wear choysim shebiksusoi? He also won't take it off. Amos is the rabbi Olof. So why isn't he allowed to wear it on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Dilma Mifsik. Choysim shebiksusoi, it was attached to the baguette. Dilma Mifsik, maybe it's going to fall off. Umirtis, and then the Eved is going to be in hot water. After it fell off, Rashi broke. This was talking about a choysim sheltit. He's in hot water now. Because if the Odin is going to see him walking around with a beged without a choysim, the Odin jumps to quick conclusions and he'll assume, Mistama, you took off the choysim. You wanted to show that you're not an Eved, you're a Ben Chayrim. And he doesn't feel able, that he'll be able to explain this to his Odin when the Odin gets angry. So he's in a very difficult matzav. So what is he going to do? Vilma Mifsik. Maybe this choysim will fall off the beggar, Umirtis, and he's afraid of the Odin. If the Odin is going to see the beggar without a choysim, it's not too good for him. Umikapolei. So he has an Iluya She'etze, so he's going to fold up the Ksus, and let's say the Choysim was on the bottom of the Ksus, so he's going to fold up the Ksus, he's going to put it up to his shoulders, a Mochis Leia Kasve, and when he sees the Odin in the street, he'll wave him, good Shabbos, it's a hot day today, right? And he'll go further. And the Odin won't see that he's not wearing a Choysim. So what's wrong with that? So wrong with this is that he's chayev on hoitzo, on his beged. Because since he's not wearing the beged, derech levishe, so he'll be chayev on the hoitzo as a beged. So therefore, chazal, aselt, and evet to wear a choysim shebeksusoi, even though it's ovid le'rabe, you know, zicha never take it off, but we're afraid it might fall off, and because of the fear of the Odin, he might go and be mekapel the ksus, and he'll be over on the Isar Haitzo. Kedar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef. The Omar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Omar Rav Yechanan, Hayaitzi betales mukupeles umunachas le'al tseifov. A person is yaitzi betalis mukupelis umunachas le'al tseifov. That means the talis is not covering the goof, it's laying. Rashi says later it's on his head and on his shoulders and it's not covering the goof. Chayev chatas. So it's chayev achatas. Agavuchet is an olcha shulchan and hulchas tzitzis. When people make ituf by a talis, they make the same mistake. They want to go and then they lift up the talis, they want to make ituf to throw the knuffis on the left shoulder. So it's very convenient if you lift up very high, so it comes out that the talus is only covering the head, in its mamish resting on the shoulders. So the Olcha Shulchan says that is not ituf. The talus has to be covering the goof, and then you make ituf on the knofis. About koponim, here we're speaking about Hilchis Shabbos. In Hilchis Shabbos, if you wear the talus in such an oifen, so yechayev on the iser haitzo. So therefore they asked the Eved to wear a kavla the Avdo, because he might come to be nichshol in the Isar Haitzo. Let us see Rashi. Mipsik ha-choysim, the choysim might fall off, the nishba, no break, umiltas miraboy, and he's afraid of the Oden shlo yoymar shohu notloy lahareis b'shuk shohu ben choyrim, the Oden might jump to quick conclusion. So he's going to go and fold up the talus al kseifo. Kedei shelo yeroe emokei machoisin. Vlo yovinu shenofal. Domi ha talus al kseifo kemasui. So then the talus is al kseifo, since it is not derech levishes ha talus. So it's chayev al tseitzo. Chayev chatos. Ve'enei tachshit al bizman sheloib shoy derech malbush. I don't know why Rashi starts off with tachshit. It's not a tachshit tzayv. Rashi said it's not a malbish if he's not loif shederach malbish. Rashi says tachshit, I don't know. Zog the Gemara weiter. V'chi ha da omer leishmuel l'rav chinene bar shile. Now Gemara brings, he says, we just learned that if a person is put into a matzav, that because of fear, he might be mekapel the talus, and therefore he'll be oivan the iser haitzo, so chazal asked to wear the talus, if it's olul to be nichshol the iser haitzo. So the Gemara brings, psat endlecha maise. Ki ha da omalei shmuel rav chinene bar shile. He told rav chinene bar shile as follows. Kula rabbonon de beireish geluse, loy lifki bisalvali chasimi. The rabbonon of the rez should not go out with a salvo that has a chaisam. Levar minoch loy kovdi alecha de veireish gelusa. You're allowed to go out because on you they won't be mocked. But let us see Rashi. Kulu rabbonon loy lifki bisalvali chasimi. Salvali is a type of a cloak. So the Rabbonon are not permitted to go out b'salbali chasimi, a salbal with a chaysim. Ha yu oisin chaysames l'talisei shalehen. There used to be a chaysim on the talis. Ke'ein avodim. Like an eved goes out with a chaysim, the Rabbonon also went out with a chaysim. La'haroi shehen kfufim l'reish gelusa. That they're subordinate to the reish gelusa. Loi lifki. So they're not allowed to go out. The mifsiki, miltasi, mekapli lo. Besides you, Rab Chanina bar Shile, v'leikovdi alochim telech v'leik chaysam. You have pull, so you, if you won't have a chaysam, you won't get into hot water. This Gemara there are a few things I don't understand. But first of all, let's say the Poshib Shat. What he told the Chachomim, Leilivki b'sarbali chasimi. They should not go out in Shabbos with the sarbal with the chasim. So what were they supposed to do Shabbos? So basically, either only the sarbal had the chasim, it was a psamiyuchedik beged that had a chasim. So he told them Shabbos now to wear this beged. You wear a beged or something else. You don't wear the sarbal, or it's a talus chashi says. Because, or if all the begodim had a chayisim, so he told them, you stay home. That's a lechayra, one of the two. Either there was a different beged to wear, or if all the begodim had a chayisim, so Mameli told them, b'chlal, they weren't allowed to go out. Als this gzeire. Be very interesting, the Psagansa Shabbos, everyone is home. Now there's a chiddush over here. The Rabbanon were not permitted to go out misalbali because it might fall off and they're scared of the Reish Gelusa. Mirtasi. Taisva says that this Eved that lifts up his talis when he's scared of the Odin, so Taisva says he doesn't know this halacha, Rabbi Yitzchak Zdin, that if you wear a beged, shaloid, not derech malbush, Your chayiv chatas, the zavodim, they didn't know this din. So memela, I understand the halacha very well. So chazal asav, the zavodim didn't go to Beis Yaakov, to the yeshivas they also didn't go, so memela didn't know this din. But here we're speaking about the rabbonon. We're speaking about the rabbonon who were equivalent to Rabbi Chanina Bar Shilei. The rabbonon shouldn't go out. Vos tutzich do? The rabbonon are going to go out, and the chosim is going to fall off, and they're going to see the reish geluse. So they're going to lift up the talus. Unless he was afraid that the mirtasi could be, they'll be totally, maybe it's pekuch nefoshes, it's really not pekuch nefoshes. What their cheshmen is going to be, how you could be choshed that the rabbonin are going to do the same thing. They didn't know the halach of Rabbi Yitzchak. But my biggest problem is that what Shmuel told Rav Chinene Bar Shile, you can go out. And this is mamish pelei ploy. If the halacha is, we have a mishnah that kavlo da avdo, one is not permitted to go, an eved is not permitted to go out with a choysim. He's not permitted to go out with a choysim. Why? Because might fall off, and the oven will have tainus on him, and he might go and pick up the beggar, so they ask him. Now, all adoinim have a quick temper. I mean, we had Rabbi Gamliel had an evet tovi. He had the gewaltige derech eretz for tovi. Mestoma Rabbi Gamliel was as mild as the Chofetz Chaim, if not more. Gamliel's given a, so memele, so we'll start making chelukim. If the Yodin doesn't have a temper, and then, so there's such a halacha, Chazal made a gzeire that you're not allowed to go out kavlo da avdo because it is olul that you might come to be mekapul the beged al spear of the Yodin. So Philo will have 10 cases that are 10 adoinim which won't get angry on the Eved, and the Eved won't be mekapul, so we'll make chelukim. How could you do? Where do we find such a thing? The gzeire is Chazal. When Chazal made a gzeire, the gzeire was a dover akoilu. And Adarabe, the Mishnah Brura brings down, we have here the Mishnah starts off, Aisha is not Yoytzei b'chutei tzema, b'lei b'chutei pishtam, b'lei b'ritzuas. Why doesn't an Aisha go out with these things? Because maybe she'll, it's a chatzitze, and maybe she'll take it off, b'shas tvila, and she'll carry it. So the Mishnah Brura, what's with a k'tana or a zakene? That by them there's no chshash of tvila. So are they allowed to wear the ritzuas? So the Mishnah Brura, loipluk. Chazal, so even though there are sugim of noshim, which by them there bechlal se pasnish de gzeire, as the kene pasnish de gzeire, aval pike, there's a loy plug, you can't differentiate the afroyah, the afroynit, Chazal said, Loi seitzei ishe, loi bechutei tzema, v'loi bechutei pishtun. And all of a sudden, on this gzeire, there was a gzeire mistamed that they're not allowed to go out. They're not allowed to go out. And one person has pulled by the government, he told them, you're allowed to go out. Zammoyre di kechidish. Now, grad, this shaila of that what the Mishnah Blula Nemzon for a Dover Poshet, he brings from the Achronim, that they asked by a Ktana, they asked by a Zkena, like Plug, the Emerson, it's not so Poshet. The Erzerua says as follows, and the Erzerua also speaks about this Nekude, if a Ktana is allowed to go out Bechutei Tzemer Sheberoisha, so he says, so the Erzerua says as follows, V'ein l'chalik bein ishe sheloi higiye eis tviloso l'ishe shegiye eis tviloso d'chol mokim shosul chachomim osu afilu b'yeda sheloi higiye eis tviloso. So he said he's moisef because eventually she will be a bas tvila. So Mamela Chazal did not say so. So when she was 11, she was allowed to go out with the Ritzu. All of a sudden she's 12, the mother says, no, you can't wear Ritzu anymore. So Chazal said, so from the Rizaruva, that his eyes give is not Samazay Loi Plug. Since every Ktana eventually, the Issa will be Chalana, so Mamela, they asked Ktanas. By Skenis Vesach taken it. And then the Rizaruva Vavta Rein Anandrevo. The Rizaruva says the whole Gzeira of Tvila is Lavdavke Tvila's Nide. They were nizer bizman hamishna. They were nizer in taras. Maybe they'll touch a sheretz. Maybe other things. So mele bechlal, there's no pilpul of ktana should be different. The skena should be different. So from the erzerua veisach nish. The erzerua vot abesio isgivism could be did be amokim lechalek bein hasugim. But one person. This is dachmamish ha'amu'im de kechidish. That one person is permitted to go out, and they're not permitted to go out. Kulo rabbonon v'eresh klusa lelifki b'salvali, bal minoch. Zog Teisvis. V'omar Shmuel yoytzei ha'eved b'choysa. Eistis, with the Gemara started off, that Shmuel said, that the Mishnah is speaking about Kavla de Avde, and an Eved is not permitted to go out for Kavla de Avde. So the Gemara says, Shmuel said, Yoytzi Eved b'chois m'shebet tzavori. So Taisa has the Kasha, so Mameila, what's the Gemara's Kasha? The Memra of Shmuel that says that Yoytzi Odom b'chois m'shebet tzavori says, Avoloi b'chois m'shebet ksusoi. So let us say that the Mishnah is speaking about chois m'shebet ksusoi. Rashi Vaistois wants to fend for the Kasha. Rashi says, Choysim Shebetzavorei, who Kavla di Avda? This was called Kavla di Avda. The Chsam Sefer Dachsach Meir is Mamtik. The Chsam Sefer says, because if you look at the Mishnah is going head down. The Mishnah is Moine the Tachshitim. It's going, first it's talking Chutei Pishton Sheberoisho, and then the Teitefes is already on the Meitzach. And then it says kovel, and all these things are pretty up in the body. So Memele, if it would be speaking about the choisim shebiksuse, which it seems that was down, that was in the bottom of the beged, that's zichan apshat in the Mishnah. Could be that's pshat in Rashi. Rashi says choisim shebetzavoy, who kavla di avde? That's kavla di avde. Tois is al kaponim fachtach yodekash. Let us say that the Mishnah is speaking about the choisim shebiksusai. So, Mamela, what's your problem? Le boy, look me, mas nisim, bachoisim shebiksusai. The nechle, look me, with the ovid, iul, and nabshi, v'airi, mas nisim, bachoisamis. He would prefer, since the Mishnah does not differentiate what kind of a choisim it is, so Vaisis is talking about all choisamis, that is speaking about a choisim that the evid made, le nabshi, and that choisim, a little bit sabori, is also, he might go and take it off. Hoda ovid ihu lenafshe. If he made it himself, so there's no there's no aimer from the Odin, because the Odin didn't put it on him. He made it on his own accord. So there is a gzeir, he might go and take it off and carry it. Koshel Rashbe, amai shori mas nisen, bida ovedi ulanavshe bechotzer. Our Mishnah says that you're not allowed to go out with a kovel l'rishu sarab. Vaisis and a chotzer, you're allowed to go out. The next Mishnah says, oh, klo, that a kovel, you're permitted to go out to a chotzer. So why are you allowed to go out to a chotzer if it's speaking about that Ovid Ihu Lenavshe, and since he made it, there's no Amos at the Rabbi Yolov, so therefore he'll take it off when he finds it convenient, he'll go and carry this chaisom. So Bechotzer also should be Osak, even the Lekik paid the Rabbi. The Shloima the Ikik Tzask paid it. No, the Odin will be Makbid a little. There is a small amount of Amos, even though he made it himself. So Memela, we have here a slight insurance that the Eved will not take off the Chosim, even though he made it himself, because he knows the Odin will be Magbid. But the Akpod of the Odin is not Azoigivaldik, it's an Akpod. So Memela, so it is a slight insurance that he won't take off the Chosim. So it matters if he's wearing it in a chotzer, and I feel like he will take it off. There's only an Isser Darabonon of Hoitzah. A chotzer Sheinim Orevis is only an Isser Darabonon. So Memele and this Isser Darabonon were Soimech and the Ktsask Peide, and we assume Mistami won't take it off, because the Odin is Makbid if he'll take it off. But a Rishus HaRabim, but there is an involved an Isser Diyaraisa, then we will not permit the Eved to wear the Chosim Shebet Savoroi and the Smach of the Ktas Akpod of the Odin. Since it's Negein, Issa Daraisa, we need a greater Shmira to ensure us that he won't take it off. Zoktais Vizvaita, B'mai Akimte Loho Deshmul, B'da Oved Leirabe. You said that Shmuel is speaking about Ovid Le Rabbi. Oh, if it's Ovid Le Rabbi, frag the Gemara, what's the difference? And therefore, Tzavoroi, he won't take off because Amos said the Rabbi Yolov. So Bezeksu says also the same thing. So it would seem from the Gemara that the whole problem that we don't understand the difference between Ksusoi and Tzavoroi is if it's Ovid Le Rabbi. But if it wouldn't be for Shmuel Shtik Torah, I would understand the difference between Ksusoi and Tzavoroi. So that's Taisus' problem. But this is not a problem, what's the difference between Ksusoi and Tzavoroi? So Taisus says as follows. Avol, if we would not have Shmuel's member, Avol I mayri bida ovid ihu lenavshe, if I would say, not the way we said till now, I would say, Ovid Ihu Linavshe Tzavoroi is Mutter, and Ksusoi is Osa. Then I would understand the difference. Osi Shaper. Why? The bit Tzavoroi, Leka Lemechish, Dilme Posik Leibi Yadayim, Kidei Shalayavinu Haroyim Shu Evid. Then I could say as follows. Posik Leibi Yadayim, the Evid would never do. That's Mamish. A meride keneged the adnus of the Odin. So Memele, even though it's Ovid le Ihu, he himself made it. Posik le Biyadayim will never do. Avol biksusoi ike le meichesh, dilme mekapel talisoi lechasois achoise. But by ksusoi, maybe he'll go and lift up the talis lechasois achoise. That's by Ovid Yuli Atzmoy. So I understand very good. Avol b'da Ovid le'rabei, mishumei moso de rabei yorei lekapo. The Gemara held, he'd be scared to lift up the beggar. The beggar, the Odin will get suspicious. Why all of a sudden you're lifting up your beggar, you're walking up Psazay in the Rishus HaRabim, up Psazay Modne? Mishum Amos at the Rabbi, Yorei Lekapo. That's how I would learn. But You're telling me that by Ovid Le'Rabin is a difference between Al Tzavori and Al Ksusoi. So that I don't understand. Ovid Le'Rabin, what should be wrong? Ovid Le'Rabin is a mirror de ke'eme, he'll never do anything. He'll never take it off Tzavori, and he'll never be mekapul Ksusoi. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara answers no. The Gemara's Teretz is that he will be mekapul Ksusoi. If it falls down, he'll be mekapul Ksusoi. The Gemara's Machadish Dilma Mifsik. The Gemara didn't know of Dilma Mifsik. The Gemara's Machadish Dilma Mifsik, and then he'll be mekapul Ksusoi. So Ktaisvis Vahashta Nami Yoda Hashaslo de Rabbi Yitzchok. So it comes out that the Makshin also knew the svar of Rabbi Yitzchok that Kippol Atalas Shechayv Al Tzaitzor. Ele de lo yoda she yesh lochosh dulme mifzik. That was nischadish in the Teret. The Gemara did not know that we are afraid that the chayse might fall off. So Mamelos Taisis really has a kasha. So the Gemara knew the Rabbi Yitzchok and the whole chiddish of the Tarzan is dulme mifzik. So why does the Gemara bring Rabbi Yitzchok in the Teretz? Everyone knows Rabbi Yitzchok. The Makshin also knew Rabbi Yitzchok. That a Yaitz of a Tals Mekupelas Chayiv Chatas. So Taisa says, Ein Chanami. Also the Mishani, Maisid Rabbi Yitzchok, but Nochas Lefrushis Yesh Chayiv Chatas Bekipol, even though the Makshin was aware of Rabbi Yitzchok also. Dilme Mifsik, Umartis, Umikapalei. The Nechalei Tvei, what will the Eved gain? Sheyia Mekupol, Mishiyira Rabbi Shenifsek Lagamri, Beyizvair Shebemezid Poskoi Limreid Boy. That means, even though the Eved realizes that Mekupol is also a Pesis, it's not a sure guarantee that he won't be questioned by the Odin, but Al Kaponim, Mekupol is Modne. But, maybe he'll get away with it. But, if he won't be Mekapol the Talis, and the Odin will see that the Chaysam is not on the Beged, then the Odin will Zicha jump to a conclusion, Shebemezit Poskai Limroid Boy. Zuchte Gemore weiter. Gufe. Omar Shmuel, Yaitse ha'eved b'chaysim shebitzavoroi, avoloi b'chaysim shebiksusoi. We said this is speaking about that Ovid lay rabbi, that the rabbi made the chaysim, so mamei l'chaysim shebitzavoroi, there's no chash he might go and take it off, because Amos said the rabbi olov, and chaysim shebiksusoi, we're afraid it might fall off, and he might be mekapul the talus. Tanya nami hochi, yoitze ha'eved b'chaysim shebitzavoroi, avoloi b'chaysim shebiksusoi. So fine, we have a baraisa that says, klol the halacha of Shmuel. V'raminu, learned a different baraisa. Lo yoitze ha'eved b'chaysim shebitzavoroi, v'loi b'chaysim shebiksusoi. He's not allowed to go out b'chaysim shebet tzavorei also. Zeh v'zeh ain mekablin tumen. And now the Baraisa says halacha that the chaysim is not mekabel tumen. Now, in order to understand the hemshech of the Gemara, this is a long Baraisa that speaks about other halachas also. Let's just skip over the other halachas, which speaks about a behemah. And let's just go to get the picture of the Baraisa, and then we'll come back again. So what is the kasha? The kasha is that Shmuel had said that Yoytzei Eved B'chaysim Shebetzavorit. There's nothing but to worry about. And we learned the Baraisa, Lo Yoytzei Eved B'chaysim Shebetzavorit. So let's skip a few lines. Let's go to the shura that starts with Lema. So the Gemara says, Lema, so maybe you'll tell me such a test. Oh, the Ovid Le'Rabbi. Shmuel that says, Yoitzei b'chaysim shebitzavori is speaking about Ovid Le'Rabbi. Says, Amos, the Rabbi Olav, he'll never take it off. So Memele, So therefore, he's mutter to go out with Chayshim Shebet Savoy. Ha da Ovid Iula Nafshe. That Baraisa that says that Lo Yetze Chayshim Shebet Savoy is speaking about the Ovid Iula Nafshe. He might go and take it off and carry it. You don't have to say that. Loi, you don't have to say that. Idi v'idi the Ovid Le Rabbe. Could be both Baraisas are speaking about the Ovid Le Rabbe. But it matters the material that the chaysim is made out of. If the chaysim is made out of matches, safilu ovid le'rabe, he's not allowed to wear it al tzavori, also not. If the chaysim is made out of tit, then he's allowed to wear the chaysim al tzavori. And what is the reason? So the Gemara explains. Uch the Rav Nachman omar rabbe baravui. Dovo hamakpid olav rabbi, if the eved is wearing something that has a value to the rabbi, that means if this chaysim would fall off tzavori, and it's made out of matches, so now there's a big problem. He dropped the chaysim of his odin, which has a monetary value. The odin, he spent money on this chaysim. It's not a chaysim shebetit, that's made out of tit, it's a chaysim shel matches. So memela, what will the eved do when he finds himself in such a predicament? He's walking in the middle of the Rishus Harabim. The chaysim shel matches fell off tzavoroi. So what is he going to do? And he knows he's going to come back home. And he's gonna, this Amos Rabbi Olav, where's that chaysim? You think money grows on trees? This was an expensive chaysim. So Mameli, you know what the Eved is going to do? Mikoyach, the fear of the Odin, he's going to gently pick up this chaysim from the ground, and put it in his pocket, and take it home. Al Kaponim, the Odin should not find out that he lost the chaysim. Aba chaysim shebetit. So if it fell off, it fell off. Azolaton. He can't do anything about it now. He can't, and we'll see in Rashi, he can't in any way be mefayis the odin that the chaysim is not on the tzavo. He can't attach it again to the tzavo, or it fell down, it broke already. So lemaise, that's already spilled milk. That what the chaysim fell off the tzavo, he can't fix anymore. The chaysim itzadatme doesn't have any value, so why should he carry it home? So he won't carry it home either. So memela chaysim shebetit, if the chaysim will fall down, so his zicha won't be nichshel and isa haitzo, because there's nothing but way he can't do anything about it. Carrying it won't help the situation. Manavshech, if the odin thinks he took it off, so what does carrying help? So memela, so he has to hope for the best. But there's no, so memela, there's no isa haitzo. There will not be a nichshel of haitzo by a chaysim shebetit al tzavori. He's in a tremendous predicament. There'll be a gevaldik akpoda from the odin. Where is my chaysim? He won't take any terutzim. So therefore, because of this predicament in the soyin, the eved is olul to carry the chaysim shel matches. So therefore, Chazal asked he should go out with the chaysim shel matches al tzavoy. That is the gemara. The Rav Nachman Omar Rabbe Baravue. Dover hamakpid olav rabbi ein yaitzim boy. Dover shein makpid olav yaitzim boy. Dover that is makpid, you're not allowed to go out. Then the Gemara says, so Mamelo, so what's the Gemara's teretz? Both Baraisis are speaking about achoysim the ovid le rabbi, but one is speaking about achoysim shel tit, and the other one is speaking about achoysim shel matres. Hochinami mistavre. Midiktoni ze vze ein mekablen tume. It says that it's not mekabel tume. Sachayis mishabet zavori, sachayis mishabet ksus is not mekabel tume. Yamret bishloime shel matches. If you'll say that this barais is speaking about a chayisim shel matches, so it makes a lot of sense. Hani hu deloy mekabli tume. These kalim are not mekabel tume. We'll see why in Rashi. Because it's not a kalim, it does not a shame tachshit. It degrades the Eved. Ha kalim ditu, but other kalim shal matches, mekabli tumen. So it's very good what the Baraisa says, that he's not allowed to go out with it, and it's not Mekabel Tumen. Ela Yamrit Vishel Titnan, if you say that it's speaking about Achoisim Shel Tit, Ani Udaloy Mekabel Tumen. So Dabke the Choisim is not Mekabel Tumen. Hakelim Ditu Mekabel Tumen, but a Keli of Tit is Mekabel Tumen. Vosanya, we learned Habaraisa Kli Avonim, Kli Glolim, Kli Adome, Ein Mekabel Tumen. Loi mi divrei teire, loi mi divrei seifre. So me meile, elo shma mino, shal matches, shma mino. Now let us see Rashi, and then we'll go back to the rest of the Baraita that we skipped over. Yaitze evet b'chois mishe b'tzavoy, u b'shel tit, loi kopid alei la'asuye. The Odin is not makpid, so he'll never carry it. The I mishum de mirtis, I he's scared the Odin will see him without a chaisen. My chulbe nafke mino mishum emes of the rabbi. What could come out that he's afraid the Odin is going to see him and he doesn't have the chaisen on his saba? He won't carry it because that won't help him afraid of by a chaisen shel tital tzavori. This is speaking about, as we learned that's speaking about a chayshim shal matris. So Rashi says, the lav linoi of it, sheyei tomei mishum tachshit, because this is, a chayshim does not make the eved look nice. It degrades the eved. Sheyei tomei mishum tachshit. It degrades the Eved. So there's no use that one could use this chosen. There's nothing one can do with it. So it's not a tachshit, it's not a keli, it's not mekabel tumen. Let us skip over to the Rashi's. So the Gemara says both Baraisas are speaking about Ovid Le Rabbi. The Avol Gav the Kovul the Masnis Nukim Nebido Ovid Yulinavshei. I the Mishnah we said Stein it's speaking about that the Eved himself made it. Osamu the Udikaluk maybe Stamchish Samishaltit. Because Stamchish Samishaltit. So me meilev stam chayis a mishalti te im mitvar ein makpedolov lohavi shvorov lebeis adoinoi hilkach leke luk mi vid ovid le rabbe so by a chayis a mishalti you can't say ovid le rabbe the I ovid le rabbe lehav a mitzah so wouldn't be osa al tzavore the chos man shalei nifsak le shokele mitzavore what is there to be afraid of by a chayis a mishalti tal tzavore For him to take it off, he zicha won't take it off. Mishamei misa da rabbi. Ve'im mivsek, and if it fell off, le'kopet all of bailov to ask where is mishum pseida, the leke pseida. Hilka, loy maisi lay. So therefore, there is no shash whatsoever that he might come and carry it. So therefore, the gemore, herezet ein the mishneh, it can't be speaking about ovid le rabbi. It has to be speaking about Ovid Yilei Atzma, and then there's a chashash, he might go and take it off himself. Avol hach, lo'ike lo'ukmi b'sheltit, this, you can't zetzayim b'sheltit, k'demistavri l'kamon mi'seif, because the Gemara brings a rai from the seif, it says, zu v'zu'ei mekablin tume, v'aisit is speaking about a mean that is about kabbalist tume. Hilka, afilo Ovid le rabbi nami, So speaking about a chayshim shal matres, afilov le rabbi nami also, the imivsek, if it falls off, kopid alei, mishum pseide, umirta sevedo maisilei biyode, so the Eved is going to carry it. So memeil, therefore, Chazal asked the Eved to wear it, because he's olo to be nichshon disareitzo. Dobo hamakpid olov rabbi, im yeyove, lo yeitze. The imivsik maisile, he might come and carry it. The Gemara says, "Mistavre de bishal matches koy mid the itzrich lemisne ein mekabel in tume." V'taima, why isn't it mekabel tume? Mishum de lav lenoy avide. Hani hu de loy mekabel in tume mishum de lav kelenin or shakli matches mekabel kelen ditu mad de matches. Elo yamrit kelim dituk liya osay mitit. Because there sheni mitzarfoy bekivshin, maisi deyoytid nevikori klicheres. But if it's speaking about tit, which was not baked in an oven, elo kliya doma, mi mekabel tume bitimi, why does it say davke, a choysim is not mekabel tume, no kliya doma is mekabel tume. Kli golin tzviye boker shosa mehem kli. Now let us go back to the chelik of the Baraisa that we had skipped over. The Baraisa had said, "Lo yetsa yevet b'chaysim shebetzavori v'lo b'chaysim shebeksusoi," and we said this is speaking about a chaysim shal matches, and the iser is dulme mifsik v'osil asuye because kopad ole rabbi. The v'zei mekablin tumim v'lo bizug shebetzavori. Now, the Eved is not permitted to go out bizug shebetzavori, a bell that's around his neck. Avo yoytzehu bizug shebeksusoi. But he's permitted to go out with a bell that's attached to his baget. Zev is zeh mekablin tume. And here, a zug is mekabel tume. Then the Baraisa says further, v'lo yoytzeh behemo loy bechoysim shebetzavori. V'loy bechoysim shebeksuso. This is the same aloche we had by an Eved. V'loy bezug shebeksuso. V'loy bezug shebetzavoro. Ze v'ze ein mekablin tumen. That's the aloche that the Baraisa adds on. The dinam of zug by an Eved and the dinam of zug and choysim by a behemah. Let us see Rashi. Zug l'noi ovid. Zug is take, it was made for noi. That means this is a decoration for the eved, and this has a shame tashit. And therefore we'll see that's why it's mekabel tume. V'loi bezug shebetzavoroi, avo yoytzehu bezug shebeksusoi. What is the difference by an eved of zug shebetzavori and zug shebetzusai? Mekablin tume shetachshitu. This is a tachshit. A chosim is a degrading article, so it doesn't have a teiris tachshit. A zug l'shem noi is a tachshit. Now we had a chosim shebeksuso. We're speaking about a behemoth that has a ksus. So Rashi Rakasha, since when does the behemah have a ksus? Oisim lesusim me'ilim shelo yitnefu. They shouldn't get dirty. Lo yseitze, now it says by a zug. A behemah should not go out with a zug. Kidamrinim be'idach pirkin, we learned in Bamei behemah, the mischazei keman da ozel lechinge. If the behemah is all dressed up with bells, so it looks like it's going to a market. It's a, you don't to dress up the behemoth l'kovid Shabbos. You dress up the behemoth to go to the market. So memela, there's an issa of marasayim. People will think he's taking the behemoth to a market. Ein mekablin tume. A zug is not mekabel tume. Ein tachshit le behemoth. A zug is taka a tachshit, but ein tachshit le behemoth. Let us see Taisa. Loiseitze beheime, the merze keman the ozel lechinge. So it is also keman the ozel lechinge, the perish bekuntres. The loi motzino lemeime mishum dilme mifsik, va ozel asuye. He says, maybe let us say a different reason. Maybe it might fall off, and the bailam might go and carry it. We'll see the zug has a monetary value, so if it falls off, it's a shot, the baila might go and carry. To la'el meforish the zug also, mishum de merze, keman de ozo lechinge. To la'ikom adil me mifsik, dum yedachoysen. So the Masha explains, because that's true. If it is not orig, we'll see if it's orig lebigdoi, there's no chash of dum mifsik. If it's not orig, there is a chash of dum mifsik. But by a zug shebetz, a zug that's on the ksus of the behemah, if it is orig, it is still osir. Because it's merze, the osir lechinge. So memele, so therefore, so there's a zug she shebeksus behemah is always osa. Yeah, let us see right to the Gemara. Amar ma v'loy bezug shebetzavoroi avo yaitzei hu bezug shebeksusai. Now we are speaking about an eved. An Eved is not permitted to go out bezug with a bell around his neck. And we learned that this zug was linoi. So the Gemara says, Dulme mifsik ba'osi le'esuye. Because it might fall off. And again, since the zug has a monetary value, so the eved will be afraid to come back to the odin without the zug, so I'll carry it b'shus haram. Like the Gemara, zug shebeksusay nami leichesh dulma mifsik va'osi lasuye. So what's the difference? And with the Gemara, hoche b'mayeskin in the meiche bei mumche. The zug shebeksusay is speaking about that it's oruk. If it's oruk, one does not have to fear it will fall off, because it is securely attached to the beged, it won't fall off. Uchtrav hune bereid Rav Yeshua. The Omar Rav hune bereid Rav Yeshua, kol shehu oruk loy gozu. If a zug is oruk to the beged, they were not goizel, dulme mifsik v'osil asuyeh, because a orug is a chibur gomor, that one does not have to be afraid it might fall off. Zot Rashi. De meiche mumche she orgoi bebeged besu loy mifsik. It won't be nifsik. Loy gozru lotzeis boy. They were not goizer to go out with a zug that is orug lebigdoi. Uderav Hune le'inyen ori ki ha'gavni nami itmer, v'ashmin le'cheshinen su le'dilme mifsik. Rashi is just telling us, we had this memra of Rav Hune dafnun zayin amadalef, and there Rav Hune was speaking about something else in Gansan. There the Gemara klaud ha'shaile by a chutim, which are arugim, if a ish is permitted to go out with them, if there's a chshash chetzitza le'gavi tvile. So there Rav Huna said they're not choytzit, so Mamela there's no issa to go out. Koshu orug le gozru. So there Rav Huna, so it's the same lashon, but it was said two different times with two different meanings. And Avnun Zayin Amad Al Rav Huna meant to say that they weren't goyzer to go out with orug, because since it's not choytzit, it's betvila, so you don't have to be afraid she'll take it off before the tvila and she'll carry it. And here he said the same lashon kol shuog le'gozru. And here he's speaking about a zug that is attached to a beged, but it's woven to the beged, so one does not have to be afraid that the zug will fall off and dulma osi lasuyi. Zog Tosfos. Maishna zug shebetzavoroi dulma mifsik v'osi lasuyi. So that's why an eved is not permitted to wear a zug shebetzavoroi. V'hodis nan lekamon, b'nei melochim yoitzim bezugim. V'chol adam, kol yisrael b'nei melochim, elo shedibru chachomim b'hoide. So it seems that they're permitted to go out with zugim, b'afilu b'tzavoreim. So l'choyre, what is the difference between an eved that's going out with a zug, and the Naid is going out with a zug? Why by an Eved are you chayish dilme mifsik v'osil asuye, and by Yidin you're not chayish? Oymeri the mairi bezugim yekorim. They're speaking about expensive zugim. Sheyoytzim behem b'nei molochim kigoin shel kesev v'shel zov. The lekel ameichish bu dilme mifsik. If the father is giving the child a silver bell, so the mistomet kuin hein yofe bishal shaloi shal kesef. So he makes sure that the the necklace that is holding the bell also is strong, because it's worth a lot of money. Here we're not speaking about takas atachshit for the eved, but we're not speaking about something very expensive. So memele, if it's speaking about a zug da'alme, the chain that is holding it is not as secure, because it's not worth too much. So here we're chayish, dulme nofal, dulme mipsik, v'osil asuye. Olamai de mukilo b'gemore ba'orig b'ksusay. Later the Gemara wants to say, b'nei melochim yoitzim b'zugim, is not speaking about b'zugim shebetzavoreim. It's speaking about b'zugim she'orig b'ksusam. Is osinam yishap, is gewaldik. So memelo afilon evad is permitted to go out with a zug that's orig b'ksusam. So what did the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answered, Hoche b'mayaskinen demochi. That what it says, an Eved is permitted to go out with a zug, that is, zug shabes ksusoi, it's speaking about that it's orig, it's woven to the beged, so memela, it will not tear and fall out. Vim taima, ki heichi de zug airi bemochi. Now, we have here, in the Baraisa speaks about an Eved going out with a Zug. The Baraisa speaks about an Eved going out with a Chosem. Now, we said the Eved is not allowed to go out with the Chosem. Why? Chosem b'ksusoi, because of Dulma Mifsek, b'osi lasuye, because the Bailam is Makbet. And then we say he's permitted to go out with a Zug, because it's not Mifsak, because it's Ori. The whole difference between zug and chaysim is this is a zug and this is a chaysim. But the oif and how it is attached to the beged, there is no chilik. So Taisis asks, so why is a chaysim shebiksusay also lechayre, there's no gzeire dilme mifsik vaosil asuye. So Taisus answers as follows. The zug mutter fishederech la'irgoy bebeget, because she'irgit bebeget, she'ein shum beget she'loy yehiroi l'noy v'tarshit kozeh. So memele, this was a regilus that they used to put on the begodim, they used to be oirig, the zugim to the begodim. So that means Rav Begodim, or all Begodim, were made with some type of ornamentation, some type of decoration. They used to go and put a zug on it. So Memele, so Be'etzim, there's no chash. Dulme Nofel. It's Orik. So V'leitrichu L'poiskoi Mikol Begodim V'legane Isabeg. This was not made on all the begodim. Shein yifoy habege. Ulekach gozrul chachomim afilu ba'orog b'ksusay. That's true. The chayisim is speaking about orog b'ksusay. Sheitzorich lepoiskei oto heiche she'ein orog. That means, so here they were gozer because the consequences weren't too difficult, so since we'll take off the chaysim shebiksusoi before he goes, he didn't have too many chaysim, so before Shabbos you take it off. Masha ain't came here, since all begodim had chaysim, he didn't want to be megano all the begodim. The imtaima are the miflig bein zug shebitzavoroi lezug shebiksusoi. If they were mechalik, so what does it say? It says by an eved, a zug shebetzavoroi, you're not allowed to wear. Dilme posik, v'osil asuye. A zug shebeksusa, you're allowed to wear, because it's orik. So the Tana makes a difference between zug shebetzavoroi and zug shebeksusa. Taktais vis adam mitlik bein zug shebit savore, li zug shebik susai, lif laik be zug shebik susai gufa, bein mochi le loy mochi. Say a bigger chiddush, that in susai gufa there's two types of zugim. A zug that is oruk, you're permitted to wear. A zug that is not oruk, you're not permitted to wear. Why do you have to be machalik in a zug shebit savore and a zug shebik susai? Yesh loima, the nechele lashminon, the zug shebitzavore also, afilu bachaticha sabeget shesoviv tzavoroi. He wants to tell you a bigger chiddush. Afilu, the zug is attached, is orik to a beget. Ve'ein yechoil elipoil ela yedei chaticha. You can only take off the zug, it won't fall unless you cut the baguette. So be'etzem, so he's telling us, amoyre dike chiddush. The v'ket, both are oruk. V'afal pikein, hazug shebetzavoroi is osa. The shaila is why. Taisvis does not explain why it is osa. Taisvis just tells us that, Taisus just tells us that it is osa, even though it can fall down, but Taisus doesn't explain why it is osa. Kidaravune, v'afal gav de milse daravuna aisi la'el gabi chatzitze. So Taisus, the same kash of Rashi, that we brought down before the member of Ravune, that like gozru ba'org, and there it means that a dova ha'orig is not chaitzit. And here we're saying that it means that a zug that's attached to a beged idea rige, you weren't geyser dulme nofo vosilosuye. Yeah, become a kol shu orig, mash medochi come, bein linyin chetzitze, bein linyin dulme mifsik, loy chayshinon la orig, we're not chayish for orig. Omama, loy seitze beheime loy bechaysem shebetzavoro. Now the Baraisa spoke about a behemoth. Loi seitz beim loi bechaysim shebet savor. The loi bechaysim shebik suso. The loi bezug shebet savor. The loi bezug shebik suso. Ze veze ein mekablen tume. But the zug is not mekabel tume. So here it says that a bell that a behemoth wears is not mekabel tume. Frag de gemore, vizug de beheime, ein mekablen tume. A bell of a beheime is not mekabel tume. Veraminu, I'll ask you a kasha from a beraise. The beraise says, zug shel beheime, tmeyo. A bell that was made for a beheime is tome. Vishel deles, tohiro. And a bell that was made for a deles is toy. Al koponim, so we see over here that a zug of a behemoth is mekabel tume. And here you say a zug is not mekabel tume. Let us see Rashi. Vishel deles toher. Why is a zug that was made for a deles, why is it toher? So Rashi says, deles mechube lebayisu. The delis is attached to a bayis. Shehu chavo lekalke. And the bayis is mechuba lekalke. So memele, so since the delis is mechuba lebayis, so that also is the din, we adover ha mechuba lekalke. And this was made for adover ha mechuba lekalke. And kli lekabel tume. Bezug, so the delis is not a kli lekabel tume. Bezug ha osi loy. Bota legabe, kadamrinem vereish pirkin de la el, kalam mechuba loy, areyu kamayu.